Hello, beloved. It's your girl, Akendra, aka Queen Mother. I hope that you are doing well. I hope that the last few weeks have met you with nothing but success, joy, and love. It's quite a few things that I want to talk about today. So let's have a conversation, shall we?
Can we just talk? I just want to talk to you. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Cause I just wanna talk to you. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? I just wanna talk.
Alright, y'all, so this conversation is probably going to be a little heavy, but there were two things that happened in the past week that I want to talk about them. Both of them involve men being abusive towards women. And these women just so happen to be the mother of one of their children. Okay. So the first instance was DaBaby. Okay. DaBaby is an American rapper, and Danny Lee. Danny Lee is one of his baby mamas. And there was video that I personally saw on Instagram that was posted where the two of them got into a verbal altercation. One of the clips that I saw, Danny Lee was actually holding their daughter. She was feeding their daughter. And I don't claim to know all of the specifics of their story, but she was being kicked out of the residence of DaBaby, if I'm understanding this correctly. And DaBaby called the police to have her removed from his home. And of course she would be removed with the child. There was just so much in that story, and I don't believe we know the entire story, right? I only know what I saw on Instagram. I personally don't know their story. I'm sure if I cared enough, I could research it and figure out what's been going on between the two of them. But clearly, but it seems as if there's been some verbal and emotional abuse and possibly some mental abuse between the two of them. And both of them may be guilty of it. But I just felt a way when I saw him calling the police to remove her from his house with his small child as well. Now, I'm sure that he probably did it for his safety. You know, that's what I want to believe in a way. Again, don't know the whole story, but I'm sure that he had a good reason for kicking this woman and his baby out of his house, right? But the visual, the optics of it, just triggered me a little bit. And based on what I have seen, he has allegedly treated another young lady who is the mother of another one of his kids. I don't know how many baby mamas he has. I don't know how many kids he has. But there's another young lady that he is allegedly treated in a similar manner. Okay. And we're going to tie this in with another story that also happened same week. Well, the story came out in the same week about a former NFL player, Zach Stacy. He was arrested here in Florida after video was released again on social media where he was attacking. And y'all, when I say attack, it was an attack on his ex-girlfriend, and that attack happened in front of their small child, a son. And I watched this video. I didn't go searching for it. It was just on my feed, and I saw this video. And y'all, when I tell you the feeling that rose up in my chest when I saw this man, first he smacked her a couple times, if I'm not mistaken, and she falls to the ground. She gets back up, and then he like throws her into the TV. This woman literally flew, like it wasn't like across the room. That's an exaggeration of what happened, but it was a few feet. It was a few feet off of the floor, flying across, you know, those, that small short distance, but flying across no less into the television in front of her son. Okay. So let's talk about this. It is never okay to put your hands on another person in that manner. I don't care if you're male or female. But I am especially passionate about a man not putting his hands on a woman in that manner. For obvious reasons. I am a woman. And I'm also passionate about being very careful and intentional of what you do and what you say in front of small children. And I had to learn this lesson myself as a mother when my son was younger. So when I see these videos, and I think people have this belief that because the children are young, they won't have any recollection of it. It doesn't impact them. They'll be fine, right? But here's the thing, y'all. In a time where we have social media and whatever is put on the internet lives forever. And with these people being in a somewhat public eye, right? A former NFL player, a very popular, currently popular rapper. That stuff is going to live forever. Those children will likely see what is happening now later on in their life. And that's going to affect them. Okay. The other thing is, as parents, we create an atmosphere around our children, no matter how old they are, starts from a young age until, you know, they leave our homes to go off and create their own atmospheres. But while they are in our care, we create the atmosphere for our children. And so if you are with a mate or with a partner, if you're co-parenting with someone and you all argue, you all have physical altercations, you're creating that vibe and creating that energy around your child. Babies and young children are very smart and they're very intuitive. And so they pick up on that type of stuff. The other thing that bothers me about these two things is, and I'm trying to be very careful with my words, but there's some things, some trends that I've been seeing in social media with celebrities specifically. One trend is that being pregnant and having a baby has come to seem like the thing to do. And I just don't get that. I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I understand from a woman's standpoint and having those maternal instincts and wanting to be a mother and wanting to have a baby. I can understand that feeling. But what I am seeing, y'all, is these young ladies just like getting pregnant from these dudes without any thought of about who this man really is, what a co-parenting relationship will really be like, and what type of life they are going to create for their children. And I just don't understand it. It's like babies have become like a designer accessory, and I don't get it. That's one of the trends that I'm seeing. Another trend I'm seeing is that young ladies today, and this is not all young ladies, y'all, I'm just saying the trends that I am observing, okay? But mental and emotional abuse seems to be the thing that these young girls are attracted to. Another video that I saw, all this happened in the same week, y'all. I don't know when this third event happened, but I saw it in the same week as the other two events that I just spoke about. There is a video that someone shared. Now, the person who posted the video said, "I don't know who this young lady is. I don't know where she is. I saw this and I'm posting it for visibility and awareness so somebody can check on her and make sure she's safe." In the video, there's a young lady sitting in a chair in front of a window. The person recording seems to be a young man. And you see him, you see his hand holding a gun. He fires said gun at the wall and he's saying to her, "Tell me you want to have my baby." And he's pointing the gun at her and she's visibly like, if it were me, I'd be terrified, peeing in my pants and other things in my pants. But she was laughing and like, "Why are you pointing a gun at me? Stop. Yeah, I'm gonna have your baby." And the response from her just blew my mind, honestly, if I could just be honest. It blew my mind because I would be terrified. Whereas, I don't know if she was scared or not, but seemingly she thought it was a game. I don't take someone pointing a good gun at me and shooting it in my direction to be a form of entertainment or a game. Beloved, there is no form of abuse that is that attractive for you to risk your life, your sanity, and that of your child over. If there may be one under the sound of my voice, baby girl, abuse, violence is not okay. That's not love. And I wonder if we just have a generation of young men and young women who observe these types of actions in their upbringing and have equated that and made it synonymous with being in love with somebody and showing unconditional love to somebody. And I just want to challenge that and say, no, that ain't it. Okay. That is not it. So my heart goes out to Danny Lee. My heart goes out to the ex-girlfriend of Zach Stacy and to the young woman who I don't even know her name, but I saw this young man shoot a gun towards her, making her promise to have his baby. Y'all, babies are not accessories. Okay. Babies are a bill. Children are a bill. Okay. And children are a bill. It does not stop when they turn 18. It stops when we have raised them to a point where they can fully take care of themselves. I fully anticipate that my son will be on my payroll until he's like 23 or 25. That includes him going to school. That includes him, you know, getting his adult life situated and on his way. Children are not an accessory. They are not something that you have and you just dress up and you take pictures and you post. Let me tell you something. The day my son started holding his bottle was one of the happiest days of my life. Let me tell you why. Because that meant in the middle of the night, when he woke up because he was hungry, I didn't have to necessarily stay up with him to feed him. That means I could just throw a bottle in his hand, and when he was done, he would lay it to the wayside. Oh, God bless today. That's a happy day right there. I don't understand, or I don't know what young women think babies are, or what parenting is, or maybe they do, and they just glorify it in a way that I never considered. I think being a parent is hard. I think that it's not an easy job, and it's definitely not an easy job when you are co-parenting with someone who doesn't treat you well, who doesn't respect you, who seemingly does not care enough about you to at least respect you in front of your child. And that bothers me. So I really needed to talk about that and just get that off my chest. Cause it was, like I said, it was just bothering me and I wanted to talk about it. So if you know someone that is in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional, I encourage you to don't just stand by the wayside. People who are in those situations usually say things like, oh, I'm okay. Oh, it's fine. Or, you know, they're very passive about it sometimes. But please, I encourage you to not let up. Always check on those people. Always make sure that you're present. Always make sure that you create a safe space for them. Sometimes it can be very daunting and stressful for you as the person who cares. But I assure you that if you know for a fact that somebody is in that situation, you will probably have more regret if you didn't do anything, if you weren't there, if you weren't accessible for them. Okay, I'm gonna be right back with another segment. All right, so before I sign off from this conversation, I want to remind y'all that in 2.5 weeks, I will be 40 years old if the Lord allows me to see the day. And I've been planning some festivities and some things to celebrate my birthday because I've been talking about it for a while since I started this podcast. It's one of the constant things that I've been talking about. Because it's really a milestone birthday for me. And I don't know why I've been putting so much weight on turning 40, but I have been. I don't know why, y'all. However, I want to have fun. So I'm planning a party. I'm planning to have a very, very small dinner. The very, 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 very small group of women whom I admire and look up to. And I've been doing a lot of reflecting. I've been doing a lot of journaling. I've been doing a lot more reading and I guess just trying to get into some better habits. Speaking of, one of the books that I've been reading, and I'm about halfway done with it now, is called Atomic Habits, and it has like a subtitle and I can't remember it. But that's been very good for this period of my life. And just want to give a shout out to everybody who's been reaching out, who has been giving me their stories and experiences as they go through this journey of life and celebrate birthdays, who have turned 40, maybe even 50, and just giving me some encouragement. So one of the things that I have been doing also is trying to be healthier, and which is another thing that I talk about consistently on my podcast. If you've been listening, y'all know I love food. Amen. And as I get older, just in general, right? As we get older, as humans get older, our bodies do things. They do more of some things and then they do less of some things. So, I've been trying to eat healthier and less sugars. And first of all, I don't have the right amount of discipline to continue this, to be consistent. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't have the right amount of discipline to be consistent. That's my number one problem. But even when I am consistent, I feel like my body is like, girl, please, you tried it. And it's just going to keep getting fatter. It is what it is, right? Y'all, so I invested in Peloton earlier this year. And I do like it a lot. I absolutely see how they have grown a following. One of the things that I love about Peloton is the app that has a whole lot of classes and different things to do. I really love the app. I'm in the app way more than I'm actually on the bike. But when I did start, I started getting on the bike and trying to create a habit of doing the bike on a regular basis, at least 3 times a week. That was my starting point. Child, how about I tweak my back somehow? And I'm like, well, abadol. Here I am trying to do something good for myself, and then something not so good happens. So then I started going to the chiropractor, and I'm doing some sessions at the chiropractor. And I swear to goodness, I feel worse right now. I've only had one session. I had an assessment, and then I had like one full like therapy type session to correct my back. I got diagnosed with some things. Child, we're not going to go through all this because, baby, all I'm trying to say is that my body right now is not the body that I graduated with in the year 2000. And I am trying to come to terms with that. And I think that's one of the biggest things about turning 40 is that I can't lose weight as quickly. Things are breaking it down rapidly. Baby, I even went to the dentist the other day and I was like, hey, I've been noticing this, that, and the third. I was like, oh yeah, you're getting older. That's going to happen. There's no other explanation. And funny enough, one of my colleagues sent me a TikTok where, somebody was like, they were turning 30, and that was the diagnosis to their doctor about everything. Oh, you're getting older. That's just going to happen. So like, I'm just supposed to like live with this now. There's no like remedy. Just have this old breaking down body till I die. Oh, come on, doctors. There's gotta be something we can do. Anywho, y'all, that's where I am, with turning 40. I'm putting a lot of weight on it. No pun intended, because my physical weight is on it as well. That was a real genuine deep breath and exhale. It's just too much. It's becoming to be too much. Anyway, another thing that I'm trying to do is push my personal stuff more. So in the coming months, hopefully you'll start to see a little bit more of me, more podcasts. Maybe they won't be as long. Maybe they won't be as frequent. Maybe I'll go down to once a month, because I think that's what I'm kind of averaging right now. Try and do it every 2 weeks. And even got to the point where I was like, you know what? No one's really listening to these things. Maybe I should just stop doing it. And every time I think that, someone reaches out and says, hey, I listen to XYZ podcast and this is really good. Or somebody says, I had a conversation with you while I was working out and I really enjoyed it. And they give me some feedback. So it's because of those comments, whether it be from the same person or from 5 different people, that I'm like, if it's just one, I've always said this, if it's only one person I'm helping, then let's move forward and let's keep doing it. So I apologize, y'all, for not being as consistent and falling off a schedule. But hey, here I am now. And I hope that when you listen to this, you will reach out to someone who may be in trouble. Also, when you listen to this, send your girl some love, okay? Because turning 40 is really, it's doing something to me, y'all. It's doing something to me. I can't explain it. I really can't. One last thing we're coming up on the giving season. Christmas is what I celebrate, whatever you celebrate in your home. If you give gifts, go to my website, LaKendraGarrison.com, and pick yourself up. I just want to write 100-page blank journal to give to someone this holiday season. Makes for a great stocking stuffer. I use mine to sketch out ideas, like literally sketch drawings, ideas, write down things. You can use it at work to keep make reminders for yourself. Whatever you do, whatever you like to write, this journal will be perfect for you. So go to my website, LaKendraGarrison.com, to pick up your stocking stuffers today. Y'all, I love y'all. I appreciate you for continuing to listen. I appreciate you for carrying on the conversation. If you don't follow me on social media, baby, you are missing a treat. Because what I have been doing is posting videos, I'm about to try to use a big word, and I'm not even going to do it. I've been posting some short video clips every morning, just some words of encouragement, because that's what the Holy Spirit had led me to do. And if you haven't been following me on social media, baby, shame on you. Look me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, though I've not been posting videos on Twitter, but you can still follow me by searching my handle at LaKendra Speaks. That's at LaKendra, SPKS. You can also use those very short videos as writing prompts in the I Just Want to Write journal or in your journal of choice. Follow me, hit me up in my DMs, give me some encouragement, and until the next time, y'all, bye.